Dr. Wen Hao Dai. He's going to present a responsible iron regulated transport gene in iron deficiency in populace.
Thank you. Thank you, and I'm Wen Hao Dai from North Dakota State University. Today I'd like to present to you some of the work one of my PhD students is doing right now. It's responses of iron regulated transporter gene, IRT gene, to iron deficiency in Populus tremula, which is a European aspen. We all know that iron is very, very important for both plants and human beings, and because iron is an essential component for plants, such as iron is a cofactor in chlorophyll biosynthesis and the main component in iron and sulfur protein. Iron also essential nutrients for human beings and animals, and because it's a cofactor in hemia biosynthesis, and it's a main component of hemoprotein. Iron deficiency will cause disease, like anemia, particularly in certain area of the world, in the children and women populations. In plants, there's a lot of species, they have iron crosses problem. Basically, iron crosses is caused by insufficient supply of iron to plants, and which will result, you can see, we call it intervenal chloresis. Iron deficiency, again, it's a widespread on alkaline and some other calcareous soils, and about 30% of cultivated soil in the world are calcareous. So iron crosses is a problem in some area in some species. And I mentioned that the symptom of iron crosses is intervenal chloresis, and in some severe cases, and the whole plant will die, and otherwise, and yield will reduce, the quality will reduce for some products of the plant. Basically, iron is very sufficient in most soils, and most iron exists we call it three charge form. It's a ferric form, and which plants cannot absorb or uptake. And in certain soils, such as very high pH soils, solubility of iron is very low. So plants cannot, or ferric iron cannot be reduced to ferrous iron, which is a two positive charges, and plants can uptake and use it. Right now, and the main methods to correct iron crosses is basically is to modify soils, and in some cases you can do some leaf spraying, and for big trees you can do the trunk injection. But the most efficient method to manage iron crosses is to use iron crosses resistant cultivars or varieties. Plants they respond iron deficiency through two ways, or we can classify it plants to two different groups. One is a straight one plant group. It's a non-graminaceous species, and basically for those species, and under iron deficiency condition, they will release proton and reduce or lower the soil pH around the leaf or around the root system, so they can reduce ferric iron to ferrous iron, which plants can use. Second group, we call it the strategy two group. It's a grass group, and basically under iron deficiency condition, those plants will release some compounds which can kill it, iron, and help release transporter protein to transport those unreduced ferric iron through membranes. And here is the figure shows you how those two groups or two group of plants uptake or use iron. And you can see there's two in group one. There's two groups of genes involved in. The first one is a ferric reductase oxidase gene. There's a series of genes which reduce ferric iron to ferrous iron. And the second group of genes, IRT genes, which is taking care of the transporter from soil or from the surface of the plant to the inside of the plant, which is IRT genes. Regarding to ferric reductase genes, this group of genes basically have some functions in different species or different organisms. And for example, in yeast, basically it's FRE1 and RE2 genes played a very, very major functions. In adoptis and iron reduction probably is mainly by FRO2, so a series of FRO genes. And today I'd like to focus on IRT gene. IRT gene is a member of the ZIP family, and basically induced by iron deficiency condition. And some evidence show that overexpressed of IR genes can really aid iron chloresis. And IRT gene basically predominantly expressed in roots. We are using aspen wood. It's a model wood species, and aspen is a strategy one species, and basically it's reduction based uptake. And aspen is a big tree. It's a perennial, and sometimes you can see the symptom this year, but next year you may see the very, very light symptom. So it's also for big wood species, and particularly for some fruit species, and grafting may cause some problem. It will show the very similar symptom as iron chloresis. Okay, the objectives of our research is to identify IRT genes from poplar trees, and then do some preliminary function analysis of those genes in poplars. We use European aspen, Populus tremula, and it's a very fast-growing tree species. It's a biomass crop and shows symptom. You can see there's two different genotypes of European aspen. One shows very, very typical iron chloresis symptom, and the other is kind of normal, and we named it's a PTY. And the other is normal one, is PTG, it's a green. We clone use homologous cloning method to clone IRT genes from poplar, and then do some analysis and do some blast with Arabidopsis IRT genes. Here is you can see and two PT genes we grouped to the different groups, and here is a tissue specific expression of PT IRT 1 and 3 genes, and for PT Okay, for PT1 genes, it seems it's a root specific expression. It's only expressed in roots. And however, and for PTII3, and particularly in that green tree, you can see leaf, shoot tip, and the other tissues, roots, phloem, xylem, you can see some. And we did some qPCR, and here this figure shows you IRT1 gene responded to iron deficiency in roots. We provide iron deficiency condition. You can see those two different genotypes at the 0 day. There's no difference. And however, 3 days after iron deficiency treatment, you can see PTG is iron IRT1. It's expressed a little bit higher than PTG. 6 days after iron deficiency treatment and PTG, that normal genotype IRT higher, expressed significantly higher than the other one. This one shows you IRT3 genes in roots, and I mentioned that IRT1 is root specific, IRT3 is not. So you can see, seems there's no significant difference between those two genotypes. And however, 6 days after treatment, and still again PTG expressed a little bit higher than PTY. We do the leaf test and found that other elements except iron, probably there's some difference between treatment, between iron deficiency treatment and no iron deficiency treatment. And we also do the leaf test about zinc, or do the zinc deficiency, because it's in the zip family. Possible it's also related to the zinc deficiency. And you can see that IRT1 seems there's no difference between those two genotypes, but except 6 days after treatment, and that PTY particularly it's a little bit higher. Again, IRT3 there's no difference, and leaf test shows that except zinc. Because zinc is we provide or no, did not provide, so there's show difference. Otherwise, there's no difference. Okay, there's some semi-quantitative PCR, and do the expression of transgenic lines, but there's no significant difference. That means transfer that genes to wild type. It seems not help at this point, as we only tested several lines. Okay, thank you.